better. Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And we're back. Hour number two. We'll take your calls in just a moment. 800-313-9443 is the number. Scott, when you were listening to Henry, and Henry was going on and on about the first or the second Babylon and so
right.
on and so forth. What
right.
is it particularly? And I think I know, but just for clarification, that you certainly disagree with what Henry's assessment is of the oath and so forth.
That you had to take an oath in order to be part of the synagogue of Satan. If you're going to be a Masonic component of the synagogue of Satan, you're not really even in there, because to just look at the Masons, they are controlled by this Jewish group. Mm-hmm. You look at the churches, the Zionist churches in this country. Yeah. They're controlled.
Many faces of the same.
That's
mass.
Right, and these churches, they haven't taken any oaths of the type that Henry talked about. Mm-hmm. Yet they have been turned over. There's an Episcopal church right at the top of the street that I live at.
Uh-huh.
That is being pastored by a female lesbian who lives with her partner,
mm-hmm.
and is Jewish. Okay? Now, nobody at this Episcopal church has gone there and taken any vow to be part of the synagogue of Satan, but they are being washed away in the flood of this evil enterprise that is being perpetrated upon good, faithful Christians. They're being led astray. The Lord lamented about how his people had no sheep, and that they were being led astray, and that, it worried him. And he came to lead us into the pasture of his salvation.
Right.
And we've got this element within, and it's almost like the pond scum they're reporting on now, where the pond scum totally covers the pond, and the fish in the pond die.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of situation that we have in the world by this Jewish rule. And, this guy who was the prime minister of Malaysia, who bowed out about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yes.
I mean, he was the minister, he was the leader of Malaysia for...
Muhammad Mahathir, yes.
Yeah, you know him, huh?
I don't know him personally, but I know who he is. I know who he is, yeah.
But, he got up at the 2003 Asian Pacific Economic Council and specifically said, quote, unquote, Jews rule the world by the proxy of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, he went on to say, the Jews invented socialism, communism, human rights, and democracy to avoid persecution for their crimes and gain control of the most powerful countries. And he was right on the money, and... it's unfortunate.
But I understand, what Henry was saying about there are those who swear in allegiance to Satan.
Oh, absolutely.
And I believe they're in the White House. I believe they're in Congress. I believe they control this government. And their allegiance is not to the United States, or certainly to Christ and the Heavenly Father at all, but to Satan himself. I believe that.
And the love of money and greed for power and control.
And all that Satan claims he can give them. Oh, what a hoax, what a lie, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll be right back. Scott Smith and Rick Adams, Patrick Henry and Paul Revere. And we'll take Paul next from Delaware. Stay tuned for more Uncensored Radio Free America.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Okay, we're back. And we have Scott Smith and Rick Adams together tonight. And let me see if we can grab another call, Scott. Paul from Delaware is next. Hello, Paul.
How you doing?
Yes.
Hi, Paul.
Yeah, I wanted to make a couple comments. You talked earlier about which we battle. And I hear that it's a spiritual battle, and it is a spiritual battle. But, I'm going to make a couple of points, and it's kind of baffling, and I'm trying to help people to get the right path. Because if they realize the spiritual battle, why aren't they fighting in it? And I don't see a lot of them. I hear them talking about it, but I don't see a lot of fighting. And from a Christian point of view, Christians have had 2,000 years to be in this battle, and I don't see them winning.
You're right.
The other point I'd like to make is about the Jews, because I've been hearing a lot about Jews tonight, and I want to just say to be very careful, because they are lining up, global legislation that if you talk about Jews, and this could be getting names right now. But,
oh, yes, they are. They have our names. Rick, do they have your name?
Yeah, but I know someone else that has my name. It's in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen, brother. Well, yeah, no, but your call is right. He's up. They yep. are. They're making a list. They're checking it twice. And
see who's naughty or nice. Yeah.
Right.
And naughty to them means those that don't toe the mark.
Right.
You know, we're not the the Limbos and the Hannitys and all of the rest of them. You see.
Who controls the banking system in the world? It's controlled by Jews. They control film. They control media. They control newspaper. They control pharmacy. They control hospitals. They control education. They are the controlling element within our country and around the world. And the only places that they're having trouble demoralizing and destabilizing the population into their control is in the Muslim world, which is why Muslims have to be destroyed. And that's the whole reason, from the Jewish standpoint, beyond the, you know, the love of money and oil, but more than that, in order for them to implement their spiritual wickedness, they have to destroy Islam. Because Islam isn't able to be demoralized the way Christians are. In our Christian ethic, the free will and
the so-called Christians, the nominal Christians that
right,
they've got
the
under
tolerance,
their control.
The tolerance factor within it has allowed them to come in, infiltrate our society and our churches as provocateurs and destroy them. And in the process, demoralize the people into, you know, abject poverty, which is coming, and despair, where they can come in the end say, okay, we've got you to the point now where you got nothing to eat, no place to live, the electricity's been shut mm-hmm. off, and if you get down and take this chip, we'll give you some bread. And that's where they're pushing us.
That's the children of Cain,
mm-hmm.
claiming they are Jews and are not.
Nope, they're Ashkenazi. 90, and they even take racist attitudes and actions against true Jews, the Sephardic Jews, and basically the Sephardic Jews in Israel are second-class citizens in comparison to the non-Semitic Ashkenazi so-called Jew.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is unfortunate, but it's the way it is. These are facts.
Yes.
May I talk, please?
Sure, Paul.
Okay. I've listened to that, and everyone has heard that 100 times over, thousands mm-hmm. of times. I'm pretty sure people get that convincing message. Now, I'd like to tell you what I have found regarding Jews. Now, if you know, I hear all this stuff about what all they control, and On the surface, it really is very convincing because they are everywhere. Now we've got to look at what a small percentage of people they are, yet they do this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, either we can go back to Hitler thinking and say, well, there must be something special in their breeding that they are able to accomplish this on the rest of these people who they call Goyim. But There's
something satanic. Yeah, go ahead.
Now, there is a breeding aspect to this, but there's so much to it that I've done 12 years of studies on. It's not just about genetics, but also it's about mind control.
Mm-hmm.
Convincing a group of people that the Jews are the chosen class.
Which is nonsense, and I said that up front, right.
Which the Jews or where Christianity gets religion from.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the difference between Jews and Christians are a group with a man called Jesus came along and said, I'm the Messiah. And the Jews, the authority of that religion at the time, said, no, you were not. They did not believe. And so there was a problem there because they thought that the Christians were an outcast. But this is all a big deception because there is another layer. You see, if you look throughout history, every group claims, yet they can never stop the problem, which is really disgusting, and I am so sick of that, but that's another issue. they can point it out, but dagnabbit, they're just not intelligent enough to get it done. Okay, I'm not going to deal with that. I'm going to talk about who the Jews really are. They are the group who all of these people who aren't doing a real serious study don't understand. They are the ones that you are supposed to focus on. You see, if you look throughout history, you'll see that there was the Crusades with the Knights in one certain place where the world's main religions or the offshoots of these religions all gather. And there's always going to be a conflict. This was designed this way by intelligent individuals. And for thousands of years, up until 2007, they are still warring in the same area. Because the Jews, when things do hit the fan, the Jews have been all over claiming. They even brag, yes, we're in Hollywood, we're here, we're down at the Federal Reserve, we're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We're thinking, but there's only one thing. You're supposed to go to the Jews. And time and thousands of years throughout history. Now, it's two things. Either these people are the chosen race and deal with it because it seems no one can get things done.
Well, I should just quit going to Christian church and go to the synagogue.
Well, I don't.
That's what I should do.
Yeah. No, but you have to qualify every statement you make.
Cults.
You see, Paul, I don't mean to interrupt you, but you made a statement, the chosen race. What do you mean chosen? Chosen for what?
Well, they're not chosen in my eyes.
By whom?
No, but chosen for what and for what purpose? By whom?
Well, they're chosen it's kind of like an authority figure, like supposedly George Bush. You talked about laws earlier, and they passed this one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you, laws can be broken, and a law is something, first of all, it's the first psychological step to brainwashing. It's
right.
To pass the law, and then it's in your head, and then, therefore, you have no power. There's nothing you can do. Wait for Jesus to come rapture you, or wait for a savior like George Bush or Clinton, or Hillary Clinton, or Giuliani. It's, guess what? But talk about faith.
Yeah.
I think that I'm sure that human beings can get it through their head. What they need are good teachers. See, they're still stuck in their belief land. They need to be into facts and documentation, and that's why we're going to have conflict with groups who think it's the Catholics and the Jews or the neocons or the reptilian shapeshifters. And there's all this belief. We need facts and documentation, and we need it solid, and we need to be organized on the same page. I've been hearing talk radio for many years since I was a kid, and darn, I hear about the problem, but I never see any results. And I'll tell you, people out there listening, if you're listening because you want to get something done, you need to be looking for results, and the way you get that done is to organize with individual. Mobilize, then organize. And then you'll see just how much of a threat you are, and you'll see. You'll see what your government's really about and how they really operate. And so,
I think you need a scope on your rifle.
Well, I would also suggest that you should you should get some silent weapons also, like crossbows, because they're very good also. And
absolutely.
Right.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah. Very, very stealthy. But I would say that, stock up on your lead instead of your gold and silver because, with lead, you can always get gold and silver if it really comes down to it.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Paul, thank you. We're going to take a break.
And
we've given you plenty of time, and you made some interesting points.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And we will return, Scott, in 3 minutes, 1-800-313-9443. Jump on the line right now. There's a spot for you, or forever hold your peace. Scott Smith is with me tonight. Patrick Henry and Rick Adams, the radio avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, the dynamic duo together, having a very interesting philosophical and yet very practical biblical discussion, I think, tonight, tying all these other things in. From Pat Tillman, which we have more information on, and we'll go into next week, and Joel Skousen's newsletter, and so much more that's happening even as we speak right now. Scott, the forces of darkness are planning their maneuvers. We'll be back in just 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
And we are back, speaking of the thieves and murderers in control. And, you know, Scott, there's so much that we could go into tonight, but, I think that what you're bringing up is so important, because it really gets to the nitty-gritty. You know, when Paul was on trying to ask the question about, what is the motivation, what is the force that keeps a small group of people, these Kenites who call themselves Jews, in positions of power? You have to go to the Scriptures, and every answer that you are looking for is right there. Where? In Genesis, in the Scriptures, it tells us that the Lord himself makes Cain and his seed to rule over his children Israel, to rule over real Israel, and the white Caucasian people of Europe and the United States would be totally under their control, and then the entire world would come under their control. He, the Lord, has allowed this to happen. He has allowed it for a purpose. And the purpose really is to see who is going to join them, as you said earlier, Scott, and who's going to oppose them. Who opposes the evils of our day? I'm afraid most of your pastors, your churches, your ministers, and your lay people, your politicians, they have given up. They have surrendered.
Lukewarm and lame, Rick.
And what does Jesus say about those who are lukewarm?
He's going to spew them out like vomit.
Right.
But, you know, Rick, when Jesus was crucified,
mm-hmm.
and he gave up his spirit, at that particular point, the veil of the temple was torn from top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And that signified the old covenant end. That promise, that covenant that God had made with the Jews was a conditional covenant. And that the fact that they had killed his son, his only begotten son, that he sent for them to follow, that ended the covenant with the Jews. The new covenant had been announced and had been signed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the Jews did not meet the conditional necessities that God had laid forth for them to have a covenant with him. And as a result, their covenant is over. And they are no longer the chosen people of God. They are the chosen people of their father, the devil. And that is why they have the ability to have control over all things on this earth, is because their father, the devil, as I stated in the beginning, offered those to Jesus Christ, who said no. So the devil gives them to his own, and that's why they have it.
And they will be delivered up in the end times and be destroyed as they can, you know, can conspire, if you will, to bring about this world domination, this world dominion, which is what we see today,
mm-hmm.
these wars of aggression, imperialism on the part of the United States, going back to the very first World War and the second, all about consolidating Kenite power and bringing their control of the world under their umbrella. And as you said, Scott, the various factions, the octopus, as you know, has many tentacles.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the fronts of the various orders and the churches, and they have the synagogues, and they have also the orders that we've mentioned before, and so many of the Masons and Freemasonry. All of these, really and truly, are not independent. They are part of the same head of the octopus. And if you want to get the octopus, you don't go for the rear. You don't go for the tail. You go for the head.
Which is what I'm doing, brother.
And that's exactly what you're doing. And Jerusalem is that head.
And you know, I have a personal charge, Rick,
mm-hmm.
from our Lord. And that is to enter into battle with these evil entities.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And keep on charging the enemy.
Right.
So long as I have life.
Amen.
And that just doesn't mean sitting back and letting things and watching things. That means charging.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm Braveheart, you know, and they charge the enemy. It's no fooling around. This is serious business. This is life or death, and people are going to die, and blood is going to be spilled. Yet my charge is to charge the enemy.
As you point out, people don't want to hear that, but unfortunately, hey, reality is not pleasant, but it's reality nonetheless, my friends.
Well,
you know
when it's estimated that 15% of the Catholic priests in Poland had signed compacts
mm-hmm.
with the communist Russians.
Yes.
For gathering information and being provocateurs within the church.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is hard evidence. This is not hearsay. This is not somebody making this stuff. This is documented evidence of infiltration into the churches by people like this. And it's just not just in the Catholic Church. It's all over all organizations from top to bottom.
Complicity, indeed. All right. We'll be back. Scott Smith, Rick Adams, we have a half hour to go. Jump aboard, 800-313-9443, and we will take your call.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
I don't doubt that at all. Here we are, Scott Smith, Rick Adams, and we are back to take more calls, 800-313-9443, and let's do that, Scott. I think it's Joe, or is it Joel from Wisconsin?
Either one's fine.
All right, either one. How are you, either one?
I'm fine. Okay. Normally I'm more disagreeable, but tonight I'm just agreeable.
Good.
Everything you've said, you know. My point is, I don't think there's really any one answer to any of to winning. I think for example, all the callers you had tonight were good. They're informed, mm-hmm. but they all had little different views. And when
right.
Paul says things like "we got to organize," well, even this little group of listening to this station, you know, compared to Rush Limbaugh listeners,
mm-hmm.
don't even agree. So I really wouldn't know how to organize
mm-hmm.
to with all the variable opinions.
Well, it's the opinions aren't going to do it. You know, what's going to do it is actual actions that have force, because as Mao said, the only thing that you know changes anything is what comes out the end of a gun barrel, and
yes.
ultimately that's the end of it. And you know,
all
faith
right.
in faith in Jesus Christ to me is the only real answer.
All right.
And a lot of people, Joel, would say that my advertising or promotion of firearms in protection of our way of life is not Christian, but they would be wrong.
And I'm not in disagreement with that. I'm all for that. And,
I do believe, Joel, and I will say this, I do believe and have faith that at the time that it's necessary, the elect of God will come together. I believe that. I believe that in God's plan, in His time, not in ours, that just like in the days that this country freed itself from the bonds of tyrannical England, that people came together and did what was necessary, that people of faith in Jesus Christ will again come together and resist the tyranny of evil. But those who do not have faith in our Lord and Savior, they're going to be lost. They're going to be the group that goes and takes the mark and bends their knee to the beast. And God, I pray for them.
That's the majority, right? I mean, you and I are in agreement on that.
Mm-hmm.
And going back to when our founding fathers did take on the globalists back then,
mm-hmm.
and they seemingly won, but they really didn't. They just temporarily postponed the inevitable.
Well, what happened, Joel, is that they were infiltrated during the Revolutionary War
mm-hmm.
that lasted like over 10 years before the Constitution was actually made. I believe that the infiltration by the Synagogue of Satan was fairly complete
mm-hmm.
through the Masonic Order.
Well, yeah,
and I
agree with that. Mm-hmm. But the result is we're back to where we were, only I think worse.
Much worse.
Absolutely.
Much worse. Because we had it and let it go.
Yes.
But again, it can be in a better situation because once you've climbed to the top of the mountain, it's easier to climb it a second time. You know the way type of thing. So I don't know exactly, but I do believe we're heading to the end times, and that faith in Jesus Christ is really the only answer in the end.
I agree on an individual basis with you 100%. If we're going to get to organize my problem with that is, where is our information going to come from, and how can you trust that? See, our founding fathers didn't have the media as bad as we have it now.
They didn't have the disinformation. No.
Right. And that's my problem with if there was a big hoop to do and people wanted me to come and fight with them and I knew the guys were good, I would think, hey, you know, you guys, I don't trust your information, and I'm not going to put my life on the line for, just like our soldiers are over there now putting their life on the line, and they're just misled.
Now, when you say information, Joe, what do you mean?
Well, as far as what's going on where, our information is totally controlled. 100%, and it's not by who, you know, it's not coming from the right place.
All right, but don't you feel, as I do, that all you really have to know is you have to know, well, as Scott has just outlined, you have to really get back to the basics of Christianity and Christian biblical thought. But once you know that, and you know the issues, you don't really have to worry about where the information's coming from, because let's face it, all of our problems economically, internationally, and the so-called threat of terrorism could be eliminated almost overnight if all the United States would do is go back to its original constitutional obligations vis-a-vis foreign nations go back to George Washington's admonition to obviously stay out of foreign affairs and stay out of the business of other countries. But obviously you have this elite global conspiratorial group of people that know that that's where they get their bread and butter from. They get their profit from creating crises and then offering a solution. It's typical
mm-hmm.
dialectics. So if we were to get back to that and we knew the right issues and America said, hey, sorry, Mr. Wilson, no war. Sorry, Mr. Roosevelt, you're going to go down. Not our troops, not our boys for communism and Zionism. That would be the result. I think knowing the issues and knowing what side is the right side, getting back to basics, right, would eliminate 99% of our worldly problems, I think.
And I agree with you.
Joel, our Lord said that if the times were not shortened, the end times, even the elect would be swept away. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Okay, my problem is, if and when we pick up arms, and I think that's going to be organized by the wrong parties, and I think at that time, our soldiers are going to turn on us. Now, that would that not be falling into the hands of the people that have gotten us where we are so far?
That's what they'd like, but I think our soldiers will be in the minority. I think they'll be pretty well decimated when Bush and Cheney get through with them. It'll be the foreign soldiers amassed on our soil.
All right, Scott. At least we'll be able to see them. We'll be able to recognize them.
Mm-hmm. And I think that at that particular point, Joel, anybody happen to be driving around with a government plate on their car, it's not going to be in good shape.
Well, I would sure like to see that happen. Well, so I'm with these guys there.
I really don't want to see it happen, but I do believe that it is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that people who are not prepared for it to happen spiritually, materially, and you know, they're going to have to be in the breadlines. They're going to have to accept what Lucifer has to offer them, in order, you know, because they don't have the foundation of a strong faith, and that's the most important thing, is to get into your Bible, get close to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you know that no matter what happens, that this life is just a very short period of eternity, and that He's already won this battle, and that we're here to do what we can so that some more may be saved for eternity to be with Christ. And, you know, it's a shame what we're seeing going on, and I do agree with you that the control of the media, that the brainwashing that's going on, the drugging that's going on, the dumbing down in our schools that are going on so that our kids don't even know what this country was originally founded upon is a crime. You know, when I ask lawyers, what is the purpose of government? You know what they do? These are lawyers now. These are the guys that, like 500 of them are in Washington, D.C. They don't know what to say because our government was founded, the purpose of the founding of the government here
was to protect our freedoms.
To protect our God given
right.
God given rights. Not to hand out civil rights, not to do all of these crazy things they're doing, but to protect our God given rights. And they have done nothing but obscure and take them away from us.
Right.
And it says in our Declaration of Independence, when it comes to that, it's time, and not only time, but our duty.
I agree with you, but if you try to ask, when I see a soldier, you know, in a uniform, and I ask him, what color is our flag? They'll say red, white, blue, and I'll say, well, then what is that yellow doing around your flag on your shoulder? And they don't know.
They don't.
No, they don't. And those are the people that would turn on the people that are talking, that would want to do what's right.
Especially for a big fat pension, too, huh?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, those, I hate to say this about our troops, but they're actually mercenaries over there, just getting paid, and they don't even like it to do what the New World Order wants.
It's really sad. It's really sad.
It's been that way for a long, long time, too.
Yeah.
We need some of the upper echelon military men to stand up, but they won't, because in order to get there at the top, just like I said, all the politicians, they have to compromise themselves or they don't get there. They get like my father when he was 28 years old and a jet pilot in the Marine Corps. They get fratricide like Pat Tillman.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what came to my mind there.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we agree, but it's frustrating because I don't see it going anywhere.
It's well, not. You're absolutely right.
Well, I mean, it's going in one direction.
Yeah, the wrong. It's still going in the wrong direction.
It doesn't matter because you got to remember, one with God is on the right side and a majority. That's all you need.
You took the words out of my mouth, Rick.
Right?
God's large and in charge.
That's it. And you know, you have to understand what this battle is all about. It's not winning physical skirmishes only, but winning the spiritual battle first and foremost.
Right, and
that's what I'm all about, and Scott's all about, and I think you too, Joel.
I think I'm trying.
Yeah, well, that's all you can do, man. You can't do more than you can do.
Mm-mm.
You know, you can only do so much, but like the words of, was it Everett Hale, Scott, who said, I can't do everything, but I can do something,
right.
And that which I can do, I ought to do, and by the grace of God, I shall do.
Mm-mm.
You know, we
one
can
brick
only
at a time.
Do what we can, and that's it.
One brick
Amen,
at a time.
Rick.
That's right. That's right. Don't try to build a house all in one day because you're not going to succeed. No matter how much help you got. Okay. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
All right. Appreciate that. 800-313-9443. Good call. I like that. That's a quality call, Scott. And we've had quite a few. And I appreciate the fact that we do. And we hope to be able to get back on shortwave. Too, if the money comes in, you know, obviously it's been a very tough summer for Republic Broadcasting, for a lot of people, in addition to Republic, not alone. But let me tell you, this is part of that destruction of our economy that is a deliberate process that we're
Rick,
telling people
they
about.
They just reported in Massachusetts today that there's been a 300% increase in the last year of home foreclosure.
Absolutely.
And our jobs are disappearing, and these people who are doing this to us need to be held accountable.
It is part of the plan.
And you know, when it comes time and things are bad and people are hungry, watch out.
No, absolutely.
Watch out. It's not going to be good.
No, and you're right to tell people, as we've been doing on this program right from day one, you know, do what you can, prepare, and let
prepare.
The Lord guide you, and he'll protect you if you're faithful. There are going to be many who will survive that storm, and they'll ride it out, just like you see people in major catastrophes always come out protected. You look at the people that came out of the waters, the Mississippi River there, and the tragedy. You saw what happened the other day with the bridge collapsing, and you see people smiling and looking up, thanking God, saying, I was one of those who was saved, who was spared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he is going to look after his sheep and his flock. It doesn't mean everybody is going to be saved from persecution or physical harm, but it does mean that when you're in the right boat with the right captain, you're not going to sink.
Right.
You're going to swim.
I pray to lose my head.
Amen. We got another call Jerry wants to get on before the break. Jerry in Connecticut. Hello. You're on with Scott Smith and Rick Adams.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Okay.
Hey, Jerry.
Good. Hey, Scott, did you get the bill yet?
The bill.
The bill, yeah. The $3 billion that we gave to Israel. I heard they're sending you the bill.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'll probably be at your house in a couple of days there, buddy.
He's
been paying that
pocket.
Bill incrementally, right, Scott?
Hey, Jerry, I walk around with rabbit ears because it's, you know, they just empty my pockets. Every time I turn around, I'm getting fleeced somewhere. And
it's funny, you know, they said they were content with that amount.
$30 billion sale coming up now.
They weren't grateful. They weren't thankful. They were content with the $3 billion we gave them.
Well, they don't. They get like $25-30 billion. God knows how much they really get, right, Scott?
That's right. That's only what they're reporting.
That's window dressing, man.
That's only
chicken feed.
That's the grant part of the money. That doesn't include who's sending what kind of equipment over there or what have you. I mean, that's like, here's $3 billion, go have fun, get drunk, have a good time, whore yourself out, and then, you know, we'll send you some food tonight, and we won't charge you for it. You know,
amazing. Absolutely amazing.
It is amazing. And,
the kind of money we throw at that country is just unbelievable.
Well, they get... you know, they get more than any other country in the world, and I think right behind them is Egypt with Mubarak. And I'm telling you, that's a pressure cooker that's ready to blow. Saudi Arabia is a pressure cooker ready to blow.
Well, I think the two hot spots you really got to worry about right now is Egypt is questionable, but I think Pakistan is getting ready to tilt. I really believe that.
You're absolutely right.
And that Turkey is another problem up in the northern Iraq area, which you never hear about.
Pakistan represents the Muslim religion, and who has cultivated that war, India and Pakistan, and that split? But the Israeli lobby in Washington, and Bush just got together with them again, the Indian government, and finalized the details of their nuclear proliferation. While George Bush talks about cutting nukes and the danger of Iran having them, he's doing everything he can to facilitate potential war right there with India and Pakistan. If you want to hang on, Jerry, can. Hang on if you'd like, but we'll be right back. Take a quick break. Scott and Rick will return. Stay tuned.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And we're back now. Scott Smith and Rick Adams on this Friday night, and Jerry from Connecticut. Let me just make one comment, Jerry and Scott. You know, with all of this going on, isn't it heartening to know that the American Jewish Committee has condemned the decision of Unison, you know, Britain's largest trade union, to advocate for a total boycott of the state of Israel? You know, Unison has been in the leadership here and voted to boycott Israel totally, economically and in every practical, pragmatic sense. You know, they represent like a million workers in public sector service jobs in the United Kingdom. And now they've joined with the journalism and academic unions in a campaign against the State of Israel. And the American Jewish Committee is ballistic about it. They're angry. They're going bonkers. And this is terrible. I mean, it's the ovens all over and the Holocaust and all of that. And we got to stop it. It's just terrible that this Unison resolution has condemned Israeli apartheid and the wall that's being built with our tax dollars. So I think that's one bright ray of sunshine from, of all places, Mother England, Scott.
Right. And isn't it ironic, Rick? And wouldn't it be nice to see some union activity in this country stand up against these Jewish international gangsters who are sending our jobs overseas and destroying our country? But, you know, they've infiltrated the upper echelon of most of these organizations, and I'm interested to know who the guys are at the top of this union in
England.
Look
at the Sweeneys and people like that who have sold out. Their own leadership has sold them out, the union rank and file, with this North American Union proposal. Red China, slave labor, made goods, having an easy comeuppance right here in the United States.
Well, you know what,
it's outrageous.
Rick,
yes, Jerry, go ahead.
Yeah. Dick Cheney said there is no SPP. You know, there is no North American Union, and that's all nonsense. So knock it off. Don't bring it up again. You know,
He's not part of the executive branch
that's
of government
right.
either. You know,
there's a lot of truth to that, Scott. Well, not this executive, anyway.
but people buy this stupidity. You know, I just watched a program tonight, Derren Brown, Mind Control with Derren Brown.
Uh-huh.
And here was a guy who subliminally could walk up to you and buy. He bought a $4,500 ring from a Jewish diamond merchant and paid him with blank pieces of paper, and he was able to do that because he had the ability to subliminally pervert or confuse this individual to the point where he accepted, you know, and a guy walked out with a $4,500 ring. He paid him with little small pieces of white paper. I mean, you know, the amount of mental brainwashing that these people are doing to us is paralyzing the people. They paralyze us.
That's without question. I mean, look at our president Bonehead. You know what I mean? This guy can barely even make a cogent statement or make a paragraph.
I don't think he can.
And, you know, it's amazing, absolutely amazing. There's people out there that would swear up and down that this is the greatest guy we ever had in this country.
Rick, I got to say this. Rick Adams, you are the best in the business, and God bless you for what you do.
Thank you.
And how you do it, and I don't know, but...
Well, the Lord. Brother. That's how. The Lord himself. And
thank you, Rick.
Thank you. Scott, hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed it immensely tonight. Thank you for being with us. Jerry, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank all of you. And
thank
RBN. Exactly. We'll be back, Lord willing, Monday night with another edition, 9 o'clock Central. Scott, we'll have you back, brother. Take care, and God bless you.
Thank you, Rick.
All right. Good night, Scott. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams, have a blessed weekend.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners.